You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke with Sandra Murray from Make It Legal NZ about a new poll published by the Helen Clark Foundation this morning. The poll took 833 people who had voted in last year's referendum and revealed an overwhelming 69% of respondents preferred legalisation or decriminalisation over total criminalisation. I talked to Sandra about why some people might choose decriminalisation over legalisation, the government's communication around the cannabis bill, and corporate harm. While these poll figures must be really reaffirming for what you've been campaigning for, is there also some frustration there?
Yes, I suppose so. The option of decriminalisation does not address any of the issues around supply. At the moment, the illegal supply of cannabis is coming from organised crime, largely. And all of the problems that are associated with that in terms of you don't know what you're buying, you don't know how strong it is, you don't know what the quality is, you don't know what it's been sprayed with. And in some cases, people have to deal with suppliers who perhaps are people they might not want to have to interact with. It might not be safe to interact with them. So decriminalization does not stop any of that side of the cannabis issue. And so it is a bit frustrating that during the referendum we weren't able to have that side of things adequately communicated, that people didn't understand actually what decriminalisation was and they didn't understand what legalisation was.
So what are the basic differences between decriminalisation and legalisation of cannabis?
So decriminalisation is really just focusing on the user, on the person who uses the cannabis, and that it takes away the criminal penalty if they are caught with it. It does nothing to address supply at all. It does nothing to address how cannabis is grown, how it is sold, how it is regulated for safety. It has none of that side of it. So it's in some ways it's a bit of a head in the sand way of doing things. It's my nice, you know, middle class teenage son won't get a criminal conviction. That's all I care about. I don't care about any of the crime or the safety issues that might occur from supply.
So what do you think people are considering when they're ticking decriminalisation rather than legalisation?
We've had a very, very long time of light, extremely light regulation of alcohol and then in the past tobacco. And so people have this fear of corporate. And what they are saying when they say they want decriminalisation, not legalisation, is they're saying, we don't want big multinational companies coming over here setting up another harmful industry like they have for alcohol, tobacco, even gambling. That's what people are saying, is that they fear that our government will not actually introduce regulation to control those international corporations. They didn't understand, because it was a big bill, they didn't understand that the cannabis bill that we voted on was actually very good at restraining those big companies and was quite a good model for stopping the what they would have called big cannabis coming in. So that's what people were voting on. They're voting being based on their fear of corporate harm.
Is there research to support people's fear of corporate harm?
Well, yes, you just have to look at alcohol, tobacco and gambling to see the harm. Even just this week, we've had articles in the newspapers about the alcohol industry advertising, totally ignoring advertising standards, you know, putting advertising up in front of schools. Everyone has seen alcohol companies push alcohol in outrageous ways. Councils have tried to bring in local alcohol regulations and been taken to court by alcohol companies. The behaviour of alcohol and gambling and tobacco companies justifies a concern, and what people are fearing is that if we introduce cannabis as well with a legal regulated market, those same problems will arise. But the problem with those industries is that the regulation on them is extremely light, whereas the regulation that we were proposing for cannabis would have been a model that we could have then later applied to cannabis and tobacco and possibly gambling.
So what do you think has changed in cannabis education from the time of the election campaign to now?
Nothing. nothing's changed. It's been very quiet. Those views would have been were apparent throughout the referendum. Consistently, we were managing around 30,000 comments on our Facebook page every week, and what we were consistently seeing is people saying, I support decriminalisation, I'm not going to support the bill because I don't want corporates to come over and take over this industry and create another harmful industry. It came through quite strongly throughout the entire referendum campaign. So nothing has changed. It's those attitudes were prevalent then as they are now.
Is there any change you would like to see in conversations politicians and the media having about cannabis legalisation?
I think the change that we need to see is that this government needs to recognise that there is a high-level support for further law reform in this area, and it is simply not acceptable for them to dismiss the views of the large number of people who supported legalisation at the referendum and the large number of people who also support decriminalisation. It is cowardly of them to simply try to brush this under the mat after such a large referendum support level. They need to change and actually have that conversation and amend the bill to something that people can accept and put it through to select committee where people can have proper discussion. It's at select committee that people can discuss the details, and in the referendum people had no opportunity to discuss the details.
After the election, our Prime Minister publicly announced that she had voted in support of cannabis, despite staying neutral during her campaign. How much change do you think we would have seen in our referendum results if she had spoken up during the campaign process?
Personally, I don't think that was a big thing. I don't think there would have been that many people whose vote would have changed depending on what Jacinda Ardern was going to vote. I don't think that was the problem. I think the bigger issue here is the fact that throughout the entire referendum campaign, the government, Andrew Little, Jacinda Ardern and the other ministers, were so hands-off that they actually failed to provide adequate information and understanding to the general public about the bill that they had put forward. And they put the bill forward so late, a real scrabble for unfunded community organisations to then do the government's work to communicate a very complex, very long bill to public during a global pandemic. I think that the government simply failed to actually enact the referendum to a standard that the people of New Zealand would have expected.
Do you think this was a conscious decision?
Yes, absolutely. It was absolutely a political decision in that the numbers were not clearly enough in their favour to justify them burning any political capital. And remember as well that the lobbyists, the alcohol, the pharmaceutical industry and other lobbyists are very much opposed to cannabis legalisation, because in every country in the world where cannabis has been legalised or decriminalised, both opiate use for medical purposes and alcohol use has declined significantly. Cannabis is a substitute for those. You will use cannabis instead of opiate to manage your low-level pain. You will use cannabis instead of drinking alcohol in high levels. Those very powerful lobby groups are utterly opposed to legalisation because it impacts their businesses. So I think that is an area that it was completely ignored throughout the referendum, is who supported the status quo. And it was sold to us that it was moralistic church groups that supported the status quo, and the media failed to adequately investigate the support for the status quo from some of the largest, most powerful lobby groups on the planet.
Are there any final comments you want to make regarding legalisation of cannabis?
Well, this issue is not going to go away. People haven't stopped using cannabis because the referendum was lost. It's obviously it's going to have to come up again. And if you look at all around the world, it's almost every week that another country legalises cannabis. So we're increasingly just sort of starting to look quite quaint and behind the times. Just bite the bullet and deal with it. Everyone knows what needs to be done. Why the mucking around? Just do it.
That was Sandra Murray from Make It Legal NZ.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.